vision.
Part of the community. The next idea.
Getting cities right will be very, very important, not just for the recovery, but for the long-term sustained growth.
What makes great cities, strong neighborhoods, and a strong regional vision that's shared by many stakeholders? These questions are crucial as Detroit rebuilds itself. And that extends through Michigan, because a vibrant Detroit leads to a stronger Michigan. Our latest contributor to The Next Idea has poured much time and effort into transforming Detroit as a member of Detroit City Council, as mayor of Detroit, and now as executive director of Detroit Future City. Ken Cockrell Jr., welcome to the program. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Just to get us all on the same page, Ken, I want us to review just how Detroit Future City came to be. It was the framework, right, that came out in 2013, the Detroit Future City framework, which was, what, like a long-term guide to transforming Detroit?
Yes, that's right. It was funded by the Kresge Foundation, and essentially it outlines a number of recommendations for transforming the city of Detroit and repositioning it for growth, all of which are really based on the idea of creating a 50-year land use scenario for the city of Detroit that is centered on place-based economic development. To break that down real simply, when we talk about place-based economic development, it identifies a number of primary employment districts and basically recommends strategies for really jump-starting the attraction of economic development and job creation in those areas as a way to grow the city, repopulate it, and make it a city where people can live, work, play, and recreate.
And Detroit Future City, of which you're executive director, was awarded grant money from the Knight Foundation to hold a series of 6 community forums or conversations. And you're calling it Ideas for Innovation. And we're very proud to announce that The Next Idea will be the media partner on this series. So we'll be featuring essays and interviews with the participants and the panelists from each of these 6 conversations. Ken, tell us more about Ideas for Innovation. What are you hoping to achieve through these 6 events?
Well, I think the real goal is, well, there's a couple of different goals. One is it's an opportunity for us to host a series of public events where we allow people to come in and re-engage with Detroit Future City as an implementation office. Civic engagement and building civic capacity has always been a very key component of what we do. When the framework itself was in the planning stages and development stages, part of what went into making it was really, I think, an unprecedented level of civic engagement, a civic engagement process that was done citywide, unlike anything I think any city anywhere else has ever seen. And even though we've now moved into an implementation stage, we think it's very important to, you know, have periodic opportunities to reconnect with the public through different community events. And this is an opportunity to do that. But we're hoping it's not only just going to be an opportunity for people to come in and hear a great keynote speech by one of our panelists, Roxanne Qualls, who's the former mayor and a city council member in Cincinnati, but also to hear from our other panelists and then walk away from this feeling that they got some good information that they can then take and go out and act on in their own corner of the city of Detroit.
Kind of add fuel to that kind of fervor and the fire.
Yeah. I think that's a very good way to put it, because right now, I think there's a tremendous amount of positive momentum here in the city of Detroit. There's this confluence of different events and different things that are happening, which really, I think, has led to a renewed sense of optimism about the city of Detroit and where it's headed. But it's important to remember that everybody can play a role in helping to continue to move the city of Detroit forward. And if folks walk away from this event feeling like they maybe got some information that they can use to do that, or maybe if they're already doing things, if we're talking about block club leaders or community group leaders who are already making things happen, that they walk away feeling energized and also feeling that maybe they got some additional information that can inform the continued good work that they're doing.
You know, and the context, I think, is important, Ken. And you put in your essay for The Next Idea that, you know, the idea that all of Detroit's problems are fixed and hooray is as destructive as that narrative about the city as a wasteland, because neither is a true story about Detroit.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, it used to be that the story you always heard about the city of Detroit was one of urban dysfunction and mm-hmm. despair. And you still hear that a lot. I mean, I had a phone conversation last week with an organization that's looking to hold a 2-day event here in the city later this month. They were interested in getting us involved, and The person representing this group that I was talking to at one point, he said, yeah, we do this event every single year, and usually we do it in nice cities. And I was like, okay, hold on. Let me back you up and, you know, clarify a couple things for you, because that's not a way to start a positive conversation about Detroit. I mean, we do have issues here, but Detroit is a nice city. Now, on the flip side of that, though, the other thing that I'm now starting to hear more and more, even in the national and international media, is it is kind of this sense of people, based on the fact that we've exited bankruptcy mm-hmm. very quickly and because a lot of things are happening, people are almost, the spin out there in some quarters is, hey, you know, Detroit, comeback city. Everything's great now. And, you know, no, it's not quite. I mean, it's a classic case of three sides to every story. The one side, the other side, and then the truth is something in between. Detroit still has a lot of challenges, but there is great stuff happening, which allows us to rise and meet those challenges. I think that's the real story.
And look ahead for us, Ken. What do you think is the next chapter in Detroit's recovery and transformation?
Well, I think one of the things that's going to be a key issue, and in fact, in one of our subsequent sessions on ideas for innovation, it's actually going to be the subject. That's this idea of equitable growth, because there's a lot of interest in the city of Detroit now. There's a lot of interest on the part of prospective residents, people who are interested in buying homes and starting families here in the city of Detroit. There's a lot of interest on the part of new businesses that are looking to come to the city of Detroit. And that's great. We all want the city to grow. But I do think that the one concern that I've heard raised from a number of folks is that with all this focus on growth and attracting newcomers, the danger is that where does that put the people that are already here? So I think this idea of equitable growth is something that we really got to think about and focus on, because if the Renaissance only benefits people who just got here, then it's not a complete and true renaissance.
And Ken, I want to get your thoughts, now that we've got you here and we're talking, about something that came up throughout the bankruptcy, throughout the assembly of the grand bargain, and it finally happened, and the exit from bankruptcy, and that's this question. Why should people who do not live in Detroit care about its renaissance in the future? Let's say someone living in Holland, why should they be paying attention?
Because, and you kind of alluded to it actually in your opening comments before we got into the interview, I think if Detroit is doing well, that is ultimately going to benefit not only the surrounding communities, the ones that are our immediate neighbors, but it's going to benefit the entire state. And I think the other thing also is that we look at the things that are happening in the city of Detroit to fix us and get us on the right path. Those offer powerful lessons that other cities can look to and learn from. I mean, when you consider the fact that this city did exit bankruptcy in extremely rapid fashion, I mean, people ought to be looking at that and looking at that as a textbook example of maybe this is what a city that's in financial straits that are dire. Let's look at some of the things Detroit did. I mean, Detroit is not the only community that's had to deal with this. There are other communities in the state that are wrestling with emergency management, that are wrestling with financial challenges. So, you know, Detroit ought to be looked at as the model for how to maybe do things right.
This Ideas for Innovation series will be kicking off, as we were saying, tomorrow night, Ken. And the first session, event number one, the title is What Makes Great Cities. What are you hoping will get covered with the event tomorrow night?
I think it's going to be a focus on a couple of different things. I mean, I'm not going to put words in the mouths of our prospective panelists, but I think one of the things that you probably are going to hear come through loud and clear is that great cities are made by great people, and I think one of the city's greatest strengths has always been its people. Its people are very tough. They're very resilient. You're going to hear talk about, you know, the importance of collaboration between city government and the private sector, and also even at a community-based level. I think you're going to hear a lot about that. I think you're also going to hear about the importance of city services, making sure that the city is functioning properly at a basic level. But I think at its core, one of the things that we're probably going to be hearing a lot about, and that's why this is an important opportunity for us to get people to come back in and, as I said, reconnect with us, is because I think the city's greatest asset is its people.
The first conversation, entitled What Makes Great Cities, is tomorrow night from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Charles H. Wright Museum of African American History. Our own Jen White will moderate the discussion, and you can get all the information and you can read Ken's essay at the Next Idea page at michiganradio.org. Ken Cockrell, Jr., Executive Director of Detroit Future City. It's been a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks for the time.